Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Britt Baron. I play Tifa in the Final Fantasy VII Remake, and you're listening to How to Kill an Hour.
You serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us in advance. This is probably one of the only times I'll say, if you were listening to this episode but haven't listened to the episode beforehand, maybe stop, go back and listen to that, and then listen to this, because this is part two of a two-part special where we've actually been able to talk to some characters from the Final Fantasy Remake. And when I say we, not I, it's actually Mr. Midas. So welcome back to the show, sir.
What's going on, my G?
All good. What, before we get into the interview, what do you think it is about Final Fantasy that draws people in?
So I think it's three things that get people really invested in Final Fantasy. One is the story. Like, it was one of the first games on the PS, one that really took you on a journey with a story and didn't hold any punches about it. And the second is the characters are so iconic. Like, Cloud Strife for me is probably, I think there's only two video games like who have characters that are iconic that level, and that's like Cloud and Link. Those two characters are so iconic, which is why Cloud Strife is in so many other video games. And thirdly, I think it was the first time Final Fantasy really thought, all right, we're making a game that's meant to be cool. Because I don't think Final Fantasies were meant to be cool before that. I think they were just like strategy, like games for nerdy people, and nothing's wrong with being a nerd, but like games for people that are really quirky, where they was like, no, we want to make a mainstream game that even that brother around the corner who don't even bang games wants to play.
And do you think they achieved it?
Yeah, six times over.
Do you know what though? I do like this about the fighting is because people may like turn-based and people may like to run in and kind of have a more active role in fighting in a game. And they've managed to combine both fighting techniques and really refine. I mean, they have tried this technique in other games, but I feel like they've really managed to refine it in this Final Fantasy VII Remake. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you can choose to be totally turn-based or you can get a bit more in on the action.
Yeah, I think 15... like Final Fantasy 15 had a lot of issues, but I think Final Fantasy 15 was the test bed for this game. I think they needed to learn how to do real-time fighting. And I'm glad that they did it in that game and got all the mistakes out in that game so this game could work perfect. Because I honestly believe this is the best fighting in any RPG I've ever played.
There's a lot of the best talk going around with you, Midas. I like this, you know, because this isn't something that you say lightly.
I don't. Like, I am a JRPG guy, fam. Like, I bang JRPGs. Like, Xenoblade Chronicles, fam, I did like 180 hours on my Switch. And I'm a busy man, you know?
Jesus, where don't you game, bro?
Yeah, fam. So I'm a JRPG guy, and I don't think I've ever played a battle system that is good as this, because what they did, what you eloquently explained so well, is they linked real time and strategy so well. Like, you'll be like, they made the real time battling so simple. It was just two buttons. It was only two buttons you could use. But the reason why it was that simple is because it gave you the time to think about the strategy parts. And it's
exactly,
fam, and it's seamless as well. And do you know one thing that a lot of people don't give this game credit for, and I didn't even mention it in a review either, but the camera is so good. Must be twice throughout the... I completed the game in about 45 hours. Must be twice in that 45 hours, the camera jarred me.
And that's something that is... You don't pay attention if it's working. But if it isn't working, you really notice.
Yeah, like in 15, the camera was jarring. Like certain time you'll be fighting someone and you can't even see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that about a game. It can spoil the whole thing.
So that, something like that was done so well. And one of the, like another thing that was done seamlessly, like Final Fantasy VII's got incredible music and the music changed. So you'll be going through, the music will be playing, and as soon as the battle starts, it'd be the same music, but just ton up and more exciting. It's mad, fam.
Yeah, when they told us about that before we played the game, I was like, I hope this isn't going to be clunky, like you're going to be hearing quiet music and then you jump into a fight, it just goes dum, duh, 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 duh. It doesn't. It's like it blends in and out in a way that if I can compare it to any other game where I really enjoyed it. Do you remember Spider-Man, the PS4 version, the last version just dropped? When you started web-slinging and moving, your character would not only be more out of breath because, you know, Peter Parker's web-slinging, you also heard that, like, kind of, you know, that kind of exciting music, like, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, coming into the background. I thought that just added a whole different element of excitement to a game. And it was something that was a real finesse touch, but it added so much to the experience. So Final Fantasy definitely does it with the remake here.
Yeah, fam, you know when we was out in E3 and we played, because we both played Spider-Man at the same time in LA.
Yeah.
And you know how we felt when we walked away and we had that kiddie giddle in our stomach?
That's
what it feels like every battle in Final Fantasy.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. Right, without further ado, let's jump into the interview that you had with Tifa, Britt Baron. But yeah, like, I'll let you intro it, man. It was your interview.
Yeah, so I got the honor to speak to Britt, who is the voice actor for Tifa. Tifa has always been a very strong character. She's very hot, very attractive. But what I thought was dope is Britt was able to bring a vulnerable side to Tifa, which I never saw in the original. Like, seeing this vulnerable side of her was really dope. So listen, and you can find out more for yourself.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Final Fantasy is like one of the biggest gaming franchises ever, and Final Fantasy VII specifically is like one of the biggest gaming titles ever. How did you feel voicing a character in such a big and iconic franchise?
I think that I went through a few waves. I think that there were moments where I was really intimidated and kind of scared of walking into such an enormous franchise with such a massive fan base that have been kind of waiting for this for so many years.
But forever.
Yeah. But at the same time, I also felt like as an actress, I was really excited because it's such a rare opportunity. I mean, there's only so many franchises of this level and characters of this level that I could play. So I think to get the opportunity to be a part of something that means so much to so many people was also really, really exciting and felt like an honor, in a, you know, as an actor.
That's amazing. If I can try and take you back to like your first week filming and knowing that you're going into voice for Tifa and how beloved she is and how amazing she is, how did you feel like going from your house to go and do that first recording?
I think I was terrified. I actually was just really scared I would get fired the first day. So after my first recording session, I definitely was kind of on pins and needles. I hoping that I don't get the call from my agent that they decided I wasn't the right choice. So I think it was mostly fear at first. And then once I felt like, okay, clearly I'm doing okay and they like what I'm doing, I think I was able to settle in more and get comfortable and enjoy the process. But definitely at first, it was just really, really scary and bubbles in my stomach.
Well, I'm so glad they kept you because you brought such an amazing personality to Tifa and really, really made her lovable, which is something really endearing.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Well, that means a lot.
So have you ever played the original Final Fantasy title?
So I did not play it growing up. I mean, I've said this, I really wasn't allowed to play many video games as a kid. So I feel like in a way I missed out on a lot. I mean, who would have known that I would have grown up to kind of be in this video game world? I think had my parents known that, maybe they would have allowed us to play more video games, because now I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. I've missed out on so much. But I don't know, maybe in a way it worked to my advantage because I kind of was able to walk into this without the burden of having loved and known this for so long in a way, because I think if I had fully understood that, the expectations might have been crippling and so high. I think kind of walking in as a rookie in a way allowed me to be creative and be open to suggestions and really work with our directors and creative team to figure out what kind of Tifa we wanted.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's almost like you was able to be a blank canvas and kind of mold the character to what it needed to be, not what people's expectations of the character was.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I was definitely a blank canvas.
Okay, so you must have friends and family who were really excited about Final Fantasy VII. How was it keeping this secret from them?
It was great, but once it was announced at E3, which was, you know, almost a year ago, I've been able to talk about it, which is helpful. And I've had people out of the woodwork who reached out, can I get the game early? I'm like, I don't even really know you. I don't even have the game early. So it's been funny to see the reach of this game.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So someone from Starbucks was like, I gave you a coffee one time, like 6 years ago. Can you get me a copy of the game, please?
I mean, seriously. I'm like, we met maybe once in college. I don't know. But it just goes to show how much the game means to so many people.
That's amazing. So I've been playing the remake nonstop. I'm right at the end. Have you had the chance to be able to play it yet?
No, I have not played it yet. So I'm waiting. I mean, I think maybe I'm going to get a code or something, but no, I'm waiting. And I'm okay with that, actually, because I was kind of looking forward to enjoying it with everyone else. I obviously have seen a lot of it when we were recording, at least some form of the animation. A lot of time we were doing it to picture. But no, I haven't gotten to play from start to finish. I also saw the demo. I went to PAX East, so I got to see a bit of the demo, which was exciting. But I'm nervous. I mean, I haven't really played it yet.
It's amazing, and you did an incredible job.
Oh, thank you.
One thing I really love about Tifa is she's very strong. She's a very attractive lady. But one thing that the remake really brought out of her was a vulnerable side that I haven't seen before. How did you best bring this to the character?
Well, I think, I mean, I feel like that was a really important dynamic to building Tifa and what was I was really drawn to, because she's dynamic. She is not one dimensional. And I think sometimes, at least in my experience, video game characters are kind of archetypes. They're very one-dimensional. If you're a fighter, you are tough and aggressive, you know, and that's kind of it. And I think what I loved about this game was that I was given the opportunity to portray a woman that not only is strong and out for revenge and has some anger deep within her that is driving her, but she is also very coy and shy and empathetic and kind and leads with her heart. So I think what a gift as an actor to get to play all of those different emotions. It's really fun instead of just getting to play one note, you know? And I think that is what makes Final Fantasy so great. It's a great story with characters that are really well developed.
Well, I have to say you conveyed all of that so well in the game. So like kudos to you, because you did a great job.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
So Tifa is from the original Final Fantasy, a lot of young girls grew up almost idolizing her as a strong, fierce woman. How does it feel that a whole generation of young girls are going to look up to the character that you voice and kind of see that as an idol to them?
I mean, first of all, I'm right there with them. I look up to Tifa. I think Tifa is totally an icon, and she is somebody I definitely would love to be like. And to get to voice her is such an honor, especially when I think about younger girls that might be playing this game for the first time. I think it's really, I'm proud to be a part of a game with two leading ladies that are both really well developed and strong and confident and kind and loyal. And I think she has a lot of qualities that I'm just really honored and proud to have gotten to perform.
That's amazing. So Final Fantasy VII Remake is very cinematic. It's beautiful. It's stylized. Is this your first ever voiceover work in a video game?
No, this is not my first. I've done a few. Halo 5 was my first ever video game when I was right out of the gate and kind of thrown in into the deep end in a bit. But I've done Destiny and Dishonored and Skylanders and some other video games, but this was by far definitely the biggest part I've ever had in a video game. And arguably one of the biggest franchises I've ever been a part of. I mean, this is massive, and I think it was really unique. It was a unique experience because obviously it's done in Japanese first, so that was very different for me. And also it's a remake of a game that was done so many years ago. So it was overall just a really interesting, challenging, but exciting new experience.
It's amazing. So Tifa and Cloud have always had like a underlined kind of romantic relationship. Something's going on there. We don't really know what it is. Was this something that you were told prior to reading the script or voicing the character? Or was this something that kind of naturally progressed while you went on?
So this was something that naturally progressed, because when we're recording the game, I don't get any lines ahead of time. We don't record in order. I mean, I might record three lines from one scene and then jump to two lines from a completely different part of the game. So you don't really have a full understanding of what's going on. But between my research and what I saw online, and then once we got to certain points, I was like, okay, what is the deal with these two? Is it Cloud and Aerith? Is it Cloud and Tifa? Does Tifa hate Aerith? Like, what is happening? Because it is this like very coy dance around flirtation among all of them, which I enjoy because it feels like this tease in a way, and it's left fans all like on the edge of their seat. But I'm not quite sure. I mean, I think it's up for everyone's interpretation, but what I did love is that it was very clear to me, and especially after talking with her creatives, that Tifa and Aerith are friends. They fight along one another. And I think that was really important to me, more so than the Cloud Tifa, you know, will they, won't they ever date? I think it was really nice to see two women characters not fighting over a man, but fighting together, and that women can be friends and work together. And it doesn't always have to be a competition for a man. And I like that.
I think that's conveyed really well in the game. Really, really well.
Oh, good, good.
So some of the scenes in this game are extremely emotional, especially for Tifa. Like, there's a lot of loss for her, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you or anybody else who haven't played the game yet, but there's a lot of real emotional scenes. Were you able to do group voicing sessions, or was it specifically individual sessions?
So no, we all did individual sessions. I mean, I didn't meet most of the cast ever. So yeah, you're really on your own. I did find actually in the emotional scenes, it was much easier for me actually to get there emotionally than it is even when I do, you know, on-screen acting, because when you have a camera in front of you and the sound guy right off to the, you know, the other side, and you have all these people and you have to pretend like nobody's there and you have to cry, it's really challenging. But I really enjoyed actually in those scenes in particular, being on my own. You're able to just in a recording booth with the headphones on, if you know, use your imagination and just fall away, there's no distractions. So in those cases, I think it was kind of helpful to be on my own. But obviously it's challenging when you have those fun adventure scenes and you don't have anyone to really play off of.
I love it. So in the fighting in Final Fantasy VII Remake is just impeccable. Is just the best fighting mechanics in any Final Fantasy game ever. But one thing I really liked was the interaction between the characters. Were all of these things scripted, or were you able to bring like your own thoughts and ideas for this?
So because it's first recorded in Japanese, there really is no wiggle room in terms of improvising or adding really anything, because we have to fit the English translation exactly in the amount of time that the Japanese actors recorded their lines, frame by frame. So it gets down to the millisecond, which is really challenging. But in a way, I think it was totally fine and serves the game, because these creators know what they are doing, and everything is so detail oriented, every word, every movement, you know. So by no means did I want to walk in there and start throwing around my improvised lines, because I know I don't understand this world, you know, the way that the creators do. So you have to respect the writers and do that honor.
That's amazing. All right. So here at How to Kill an Hour, we love to kill time doing various activities. When you're not working really hard, what do you like to do to kill an hour?
Oh, I'm really involved with dog rescue out in Los Angeles. So if I have time, if I'm not working, if I don't have auditions, then I usually go down to the rescue for, you know, usually more than an hour, actually. But I love walking some dogs and getting them, you know, fed and hanging out with them. There's nothing that really makes me feel more in the moment than being with dogs that are just excited that you're there. So I like to do that.
Oh, that's amazing. So that's where Tifa's kind heart comes from.
I guess so. Yeah.
So the plot of the game is all about what's happening in Midgar, and Shinra basically doing lots of things to various people, and people kind of being in a state of panic and being scared. And right now in life, we're all going through something dramatic that none of us have ever experienced, and hopefully we'll never have to experience again in our lifetime. How are you and your family doing in the current crisis?
I mean, I think this is just a very surreal time, and I'm trying to do my best to stay healthy mentally and physically. And I think that there have been good days and bad days. I think at first I kind of was like, wow, self-care, I'm going to do a face mask, read a book. And now that it seems like we're never, when are we ever going to go back to normal? It's a little scarier for me. But it's a really trying time, and it feels really surreal that a game like Final Fantasy is coming out right now, because it is a game about coming together and fighting for the greater good and making sacrifices. And I mean, in America, there's definitely a lot of mistrust among our government, and the themes of, you know, not feeling like we have no power at all. And how do you empower yourself? And I think it's just a really surreal time for a game like this to be coming out. So I hope that maybe it resonates in a way and inspires people and helps them escape, because this is a really crazy time we're living. This is a crazy experience. This is really once in a lifetime. Hopefully it never happens again.
Yes, mad. So I just personally wanted to say thank you for doing such an amazing job and bringing such an iconic character alive and making them feel the way I always saw them in my brain.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. That's all we ever wanted. So it's really nice to hear that we didn't disappoint. Thank you.
All right. That was deep at the end, man. That was quite deep.
Yeah, no, it was serious. It's mad because, like, for me, I've been able to really put a lot of time in Final Fantasy VII Remake because, obviously, I'm in quarantine and I'm at home, so I can game a lot. But the intricate nature of this game being about a power company that basically rules government, and they take on government, and how they just not caring about people's lives and being able to destroy people's lives. And right now we're in the most surreal experience of our life. It's like a episode of Black Mirror that we don't even know if we're going to be allowed to go out tomorrow. Like, we could get a conference happening from the government tomorrow saying you can't leave your house for 6 months. So it's so surreal to play this game that was made 23 years ago and them creating that kind of dialogue and it releasing while we're going through this.
It's insane. The parallels that it has with this day and age is, I don't think there's another game that hits it more in the head. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's totally cool. And also, again, like I heard from Brit, like a lot of pressure playing this character, right?
Yeah, she said she thought she was gonna get fired, fam.
Could you imagine?
she was like, raw, I don't know if I did that right, you know. And the thing is, like, I don't know who the team she was working with, but like, being a presenter, sometimes when you work with like some producers and some directors, they don't say much. Like, it's minimal. So maybe she worked with someone who just didn't give her much feedback, because that person would have had to get feedback from Square before they could give her any feedback. So she probably left thinking, oh my God, they thought I was dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, clearly not dead.
Killed. No, she was sick. Really, yeah, man.
All right. Well, I think that's the end of this episode. Where can we find you online, Mr. Midas?
You can find me on all social medias. We're talking Instagram. We're talking Twitter. We're talking YouTube. I'm not on that TikTok thing because I'm not that funny. Mr. Midas Games.
Cool. Yeah. Make sure you check him out on all social medias, man. Also, us here at How to Kill an Hour, at How to Kill an Hour everywhere. And I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us in advance. Oh, yeah, before I go, don't forget, we've got our private Facebook group. Make sure you join that. We're going to be having conversations about new ways to kill time in there. Thank you for dealing with those interviews for us, Mr. Midas. I think it's great that we got our forefront most expert on Final Fantasy to talk to some of the talent behind it, man. I think it's something that not many people get to do. Do you know what I mean? It took some jiggling for us to make that happen.
Yeah, no, it was sick. Definitely a highlight for me, especially after completing the game as well, because I think it would have been harder doing it if I haven't really seen how deep they go. But yeah, that game. And if you want to talk to me about Final Fantasy, like, don't feel any way to just hit me up on social media, or if you got any questions, just hit up the How to Kill an Hour Facebook group, and I'll definitely give you some advice or any tips that you need to get your best FF7 remake on.
Yeah, man. Cheers. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for killing some time with us. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. In the meantime, stay blessed.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.